The next word is instance. English. There was one instance where he was late. Punjabi. Usnu ek hai va hai ber ho gaye si. Breakdown. Hi, usnu, hi, to him slash her slash it, indicates an indirect object. Hi, ek, hi, va, hi, one time, literally, one instance. Va means time in this context. Hi, ber ho gaye si, hi, it was late, this is the past tense. Ber means late. Ho is the verb, to be, and gaye is the past tense marker for the feminine gender. Key concept. This sentence uses the concept of an indirect object. The indirect object is receiving the action, in this case, being late. It is also in the past tense. Memorization aid. This sentence is useful for remembering how to say, one time, or, one instance, in Punjabi. It is also a good example of how to use the past tense. The next word is refer. English. He referred to the book for the information. Punjabi. Usne jankari lai kitab da hawala dita. Breakdown. Usne. He, masculine. Jankari. Information. Lai. For. Kitab. Book. Da. Of, possessive particle. Hawala. Reference. Dita. Gave, past tense. Key concepts. The sentence is in the past tense. Na. Is a possessive particle that indicates ownership. Hawala. Is a common word that is used to refer to a reference, a source of information. English. He referred to the book for the information. Punjabi. Usne jankari lai kitab da hawala dita. The next word is cold. English. It is very cold today. Punjabi. Aaj bahut thand hai. Breakdown. Aaj. Today, this is an adverb of time, denoting when the action is taking place. Bahut. Very, an adverb of degree modifying the adjective. Tanned. Tanned. Cold, this is the adjective that describes the weather. High. Is, this is the present tense of the verb, to be. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates the use of adjectives and adverbs to describe the weather. The Punjabi sentence is structured in a way that is similar to English, with the subject, it, being understood, and the verb, is, coming before the adjective, cold. Translation. It is very cold today. The next word is push. English. He pushed the door open. Punjabi. Usne darwaza dhakka maar ke khola. Breakdown. Usne. This is the third person singular pronoun, he, in the nominative case. Darwaza. This means door. Dhakka maar ke. This is a phrase that means by pushing or by shoving. The maar ke is a postposition that means by or by means of, and dhakka means push or shove. Khol hiya. This is the past tense of the verb, to open. This sentence uses the past tense of the verb, so it tells us that the action of pushing and opening the door has already happened. Key concepts. Postposition. This is a word that follows the noun or pronoun it modifies. In this sentence, marke is a postposition modifying the verb. Dhakka. Past tense. This is a verb tense that describes an action that happened in the past. English. He pushed the door open. Punjabi. The next word is May. English. It's a beautiful day. Punjabi. Ajik Kub Sarat Din Hai. Breakdown. Aj. Today. Ik. One, used here as a quantifier, similar to a. Kub Sarat. Beautiful. Din. Day. Hai. Is. Key concept. Aj. Is used for today, and din is used for day in Punjabi. The sentence follows the standard subject-verb-object structure. The next word is quarter. English. He gave me a quarter of the cake. Punjabi. Usne mujh cake na chota hissa dita. Breakdown. Us. He, masculine singular pronoun. Ne. Postposition denoting the agent of an action. Mujh. To me, dative case of the pronoun, main, I. Cake. Cake. Na. Possessive marker, indicating, of the cake. Chortai. Quarter, literally, fourth. Hissa. Portion, share. Ditta. Gave, past tense of the verb, dina, to give. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Us, is masculine, so the verb, ditta, also agrees in gender. Possessive marker. Na, indicates possession, similar to the English, of, dative case. Mujh, marks the indirect object of the verb, ditta, indicating the recipient of the action. Translation. He gave me a quarter of the cake. The next word is assume. English. We assume that she is coming. Punjabi. Asimana de haki uhara hi hai. Breakdown. Asi. We, subject, plural. Mana de. Assume, verb, present tense, plural. Ha. A. Helping verb. Ki. That. Conjunction. Oh. She. Subject. Ah. Coming. Verb. Present continuous tense. Rahi. Is. Helping verb. Ha. Is. Helping verb. Key concepts. The word. Manadi. Is the key here. It signifies, assume, in Punjabi. It is the conjugated verb in the sentence, and it is in the plural form, as the subject is, we. Asi. The use of the present continuous tense. Arahi hai. To express a future action, she is coming, is a common feature in Punjabi. English. We assume that she is coming. Punjabi. Asi manna de haki uhara hi hai. The next word is baby. English. The baby is sleeping. Punjabi. Bacha so riha hai. Breakdown. Bacha. Baka. Baby, masculine. So. So. Sleep, verb stem. Riha. Riha. Is, present continuous, masculine singular. He. Hi. Is, present tense, masculine singular. Key concepts. Gender. In Punjabi, nouns have gender. Here, baby, is masculine, so we use the masculine forms of the verbs. Present continuous tense. The present continuous tense is formed using the verb stem plus. Riha. Slash. Rahi. Masculine slash feminine, plus. Hair. Word order. The basic word order in Punjabi is subject-verb-object. English. The baby is sleeping. Punjabi. Bacha soriha hai. The next word is successful. English. He was successful in his business. Punjabi. Uha apne karobar vich kamyab ho gaya. Breakdown. He/she/it. Apne. His or her/its, possessive. Karobar. Business. Vich. In. Kamyab. Successful. Ho gaya. Became. Key concept. This sentence uses the past tense of the verb, to become. Ho gaya. This means that the action of becoming successful is already completed. The word. Kamyab. Is an adjective describing the noun. Karobar. The next word is sing. English. She sings beautifully. Punjabi. Uh sudar gaudi hai. Breakdown. This is the Punjabi word for she. It is the subject of the sentence. Sudar. Sunna. This word means beautiful and modifies the verb to sing. Gaudi. Gondi. This word is the present tense form of the verb to sing in Punjabi. The ending di indicates the feminine gender of the subject. She. Hai. Hai. This is a grammatical particle which shows that the sentence is in the present tense. Key concepts. The use of the feminine singular gender marker, di, on the verb. The use of, hi, to show present tense. English. She sings beautifully. Punjabi. Uh sudar gaudi hai. The next word is doubt. English. I have doubts about his honesty. Punjabi. Mainu usadi imanadari beshak hai. Breakdown. Mainu. To me. Usadi. His. Imanadari. Honesty. De. On. Doubt. Hai. Is. This sentence uses the word. Shak. To express doubt. It also uses the postposition. De. T, to indicate that the doubt is directed towards his honesty. The sentence structure is straightforward, using a simple subject-verb-object construction. English. I have doubts about his honesty. Punjabi. Mainu usadi imanadari beshak hai. The next word is competition. English. The competition for the job was fierce. Punjabi. Nokri lai mukabala bahut tc. Breakdown. Nokri. Job. Lai. For. Mukabala. Competition. Bahut. Very. Tease. Fierce. See. Was. Key concepts. The word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb, unlike English, which is subject-verb-object. The Punjabi word lie is a postposition, meaning it comes after the noun it modifies. The word see is the past tense of the verb to be. English. The competition for the job was fierce. Punjabi. Nokri lai mukabala bahut tc. The next word is theory. English. The theory of relativity is very complex. Punjabi. relativity nasid hunt bahut mushkil high. Breakdown. Relativity is the Punjabi word for relativity. It is derived from the English word na, is the possessive marker, meaning of or belonging to. Siddhant means theory or principle. Bahut means very or extremely. Mushkil means difficult or complex. High is the present tense verb to be in Punjabi. This sentence uses a simple structure, subject plus verb plus object. It demonstrates the use of the possessive marker and several common Punjabi words. The word Siddhant is important because it can mean theory, principle, or idea, depending on the context. The next word is propose. English, he proposed to her. Punjabi, usne usnu vyahda prasadav ditta. Breakdown. Usne, this is the subject pronoun for he in the nominative case. Usnu, this is the object pronoun for her in the dative case. Vyah, this means marriage or wedding. Da, this is the possessive particle for of in this case. Prasadav, this means proposal. Ditta, this is the past tense of the verb to give, meaning gave or proposed. It is the third person singular masculine form of the verb. Key concepts. Dative case. This case is used to show the indirect object of a verb. In this sentence, the indirect object is her. Possessive particle. This particle is used to show possession. In this sentence, the possessive particle is used to show that the proposal is of the marriage. Past tense. The verb in this sentence is in the past tense, which means that the action happened in the past. English, he proposed to her. Punjabi, usne usnu vyahda prasadav ditta. The next word is reference. English, he referenced the book in his essay. Punjabi, usne apne lekh vich kitab da hawala ditta. Breakdown. Usne, he, subject pronoun. Apne, his, possessive pronoun. Lekh, essay, masculine noun. Vich, in, preposition. Kitab, book, feminine noun. The, of, possessive particle, used with feminine nouns. Hawala, reference, masculine noun. Ditta, gave, past tense of the verb, to give. Key concepts. Word order. Punjabi follows a subject-verb-object word order, similar to English. Gender. Punjabi nouns have gender, masculine or feminine. This affects the choice of possessive particles and adjectives. Possessive particles. The possessive particle, na, is used with feminine nouns, and, di, with masculine nouns. English. He referenced the book in his essay. Punjabi. Usne apne lekh vich kitab da hawala ditta. The next word is where. English. Where is the book? Punjabi. Kitab kitte hai. Kitab kaiz hai. Breakdown. Kitab. Kitab. Book. Kitte. Kaiz. Where, this is an interrogative word that asks about location. He, high, is, This is a simple sentence in Punjabi, using the word kitte. Kaiz. For, where, followed by the noun. Kitab. Kitab. Book, and then the verb. Hai. Hai. Is. The next word is argument. English. They had a heated argument about the price of the car. Punjabi. Upana ne kar di kimat bare garam bahiski di. Breakdown. Upana. This is the plural pronoun, they, in Punjabi. Ne. This is the particle that indicates a past tense action done by the subject, similar to did in English. Car. This is the word for car. Di. This is the possessive marker for of the, indicating possession of the car. Kimat. This is the word for price. Bari. This means about or regarding. Garam. This is the adjective, heated, or intense, referring to the argument. Burhis. This is the word for argument. Kidi. This is the past tense of the verb, to do, in Punjabi. Key concept. In Punjabi, verbs are conjugated based on the subject and tense. This sentence uses the past tense conjugation of the verb, to do, which is kidi. The next word is adult. English. He is an adult now. Punjabi. Hunufada hogia hai. Breakdown. Hun. Hun. Now. Uf. O. He. Vada. Vada kuri ki zero d a macron. Big slash adult. Ho. Tho. Become, is. Gia. Gaya. Gone, has become. Hair. Hi. Is. Key concepts. Ho gia hai. A common phrase that means, has become. This is a combination of the verb, to be. Hair. With the past tense of, to become. Gia. English. He is an adult now. Punjabi. Hunufada ho gia hai. The next word is fly. English. The bird flies in the sky. Punjabi. Chidiya Rasman Vichadi. Breakdown. Chidiya. Bird. This is a feminine noun. Rasman. Sky. This is a masculine noun. Vich. In. This is a postposition, which functions like a preposition in English, and indicates location. Adi. Flies. This is the third person singular feminine past tense of the verb. Urdun. To fly. Since the subject. Chidiya. Is feminine, the verb must also agree. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The verb must agree with its subject in gender. In this case, the verb. Adi. Is feminine to agree with the feminine noun. Chidiya. English. The bird flies in the sky. Punjabi. Chidiya Rasman Vichadi. The next word is document. English. She documented the trip in her journal. Punjabi. Upane apane diary vichyata kagaj kiti. Breakdown. Upane. She. Apane. Her. Diary. Journal. Vich. in. Ya da trip. Vakaj. Documented. PD. Did. Key concepts. Which. This is a preposition indicating in and can be used with many other words in Punjabi. PD. This is the past tense of the verb to do. It is an important verb in Punjabi, and many verbs in the past tense are formed using this word. English. She documented the trip in her journal. Punjabi. Upane apane jai di vichya daka dakaj kidi. The next word is pattern. English. The dress has a beautiful pattern. Punjabi. Kapare de sudar namuna hai. Breakdown. Kapare. Kapia letter 1E5BE, dress, masculine. De. T. On. Sudar. Sunna, beautiful. Namuna. Namuna, pattern. Hai. Hai, is. Key concepts. De. T is a postposition that indicates location. Namuna. Namuna can refer to a pattern in clothing, art, or even a design. English. The dress has a beautiful pattern. Punjabi. Kapare de sudar namuna hai. The next word is application. English. She applied for the job. Punjabi. Usane nokari lai arazi ditti. Breakdown. Usane. She. Nokari. Job. Lai. For. Arazi. Application. Ditti. Gave, applied the verb. Ditti. Is the past tense of the verb. Dena. To give. It is used in this context to express the act of applying for something, much like we use gave in English. English. She applied for the job. Punjabi. Usane nokari lai arazi ditti. The next word is hot. English. It is very hot today. Punjabi. Aaj bahut garmi hai. Breakdown. Aaj means today. This is a very common word in Punjabi, and it's useful for talking about the present day. Bahut means very. This is an important word for expressing intensity, just like very in English. Garmi means heat or hotness. It refers to the temperature of the environment. High is the present tense of the verb to be. It's used to describe a state or condition, in this case, the state of the weather. Key concept. The structure of this sentence is very similar to the English structure. It follows the subject-verb-object pattern. Remember that the word order in Punjabi is typically subject-object-verb. The next word is obviously. English. It's obviously a good idea to study. Punjabi. Ihta sapa shut hai ki parhai karani changi gal hai. Breakdown. Ih. This. Da. Then, so, thus. Sapa shut. Obvious, clear. Hai. Is. Ki. That. Parhai. Study. Karani. To do, to make. Changi. Good. Gal. Thing, matter, point. Hai. Is. This sentence uses the grammatical structure of subject, verb, object, adjective, noun, with. Ih. As the subject and. hair. As the verb, the conjunction ki is used to connect the two clauses of the sentence. This is a simple example of a Punjabi sentence, the core of which you should be able to apply to new scenarios. The use of the word da in this context emphasizes the obviousness of the statement. Key concepts. Grammatical structure. Subject, verb, object, adjective, noun, conjunctions. Key. Word order. In Punjabi, the word order can be flexible, but the basic structure is still subject, verb, object. Emphasis. Da. English. It's obviously a good idea to study Punjabi. Ita sapa shut hai ki parhai karani changi gal hai. The next word is unclear. English. This issue is unclear to me. Punjabi. Mainu ik mudda sapash shut nahi hai. Breakdown. Mainu. To me, or, for me, indirect object marker. Ik. This, demonstrative pronoun. Mudda. Issue, or, problem, noun. Sapashat. Clear, adjective. Nahi. Not, negative particle. Hair. Is, copula, connect subject, and adjective. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns. Ik. This, and, oh, that, are used to point out a specific item, or person. Indirect object marker. Menu is a marker that indicates the recipient of the action. Negation. Nahi is used to negate the sentence. English. This issue is unclear to me. Punjabi. Menu ik mudda sapash shut nahi hai. The next word is bill. English. The bill for the meal was very high. Punjabi. Karain da bill bahut zyada si. Breakdown. Karain means meal or food and is the object of the sentence. Da is a possessive particle, meaning, of, or, belonging to, here it connects. Karain. To. Bill. Bill. Is the subject of the sentence, meaning, bill. Bahut. Means, very, or, a lot, and modifies. Zyada. Zyada. Means, high, or, expensive, and describes the bill. C. Is the past tense of the verb, to be, in this sentence it is the copula, and connects the subject, and predicate. This sentence is in the past tense, and expresses the fact that the bill was high. The next word is thing. English. This is a thing. Punjabi. A cheese high. Breakdown. A. This, demonstrative pronoun, singular, used to refer to something close at hand. Cheese. Thing, noun, refers to an object, or item. High. Is, verb, present tense, singular. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns like A. Are used to point out specific objects, or people nouns like cheese. Name people, places, things, or ideas verbs like hi. Describe actions, or states of being. Notes. The word order in Punjabi is usually subject verb object. In this sentence, the subject A is being described by the verb hi. And the noun cheese. The next word is search. English. He searched for his lost phone. Punjabi. Ufanea pana dua tia holia pon labia. Breakdown. Ufane. Colon, this is the third person singular masculine subject pronoun in the past tense, meaning, he. Apana. Colon, this is a possessive pronoun meaning, his, or, his own. Duatia holia. Colon, this is a past participle adjective meaning, lost. The word. Duatia. Means, lost, and. Holia. Is the past participle of the verb, to be, which makes the whole phrase, lost. Pawn. Colon, this is the noun, phone. Labia. Colon, this is the past tense of the verb, to find. It's important to note that in Punjabi the verb comes at the end of the sentence. Key concepts. The past participle adjective. Duatia holia. Is used to describe the phone. The verb comes at the end of the sentence in Punjabi. The sentence uses a past tense conjugation, which helps to show that the action of searching occurred in the past. English. He searched for his lost phone. Punjabi. Ufanea pana duatia holia pon labia. The next word is separate. English. The two friends separated after their argument. Punjabi. Do dost apne jagd tun bad ju na ho gay. Breakdown. Do. Do. Dost. Friends. Apne. Ne. Jagd. Argument. Turn. From, after. Bad. Later. Juna. Separated. Ho. Become. Gay. Past tense marker, nay, masculine plural. Key concepts. Turn bad. This phrase is common in Punjabi, and means, after. Juna. This word can mean separate, or different. It is often used in the context of relationships. Okay. This phrase is used to indicate that a change in state has occurred. English. The two friends separated after their argument. Punjabi. Do dost apne jagd tun bad ju na okay. The next word is central. English. The central park is a hub of activity. Punjabi. Kedari. Park. Sagarami. Da. Kedar. He. Breakdown. Kedari. Kendri, central. Park. Park, park. Sagarami. Sagami, activity. The. Da, of, possessive marker. Kedar. Kenda, center. He. Hi, is. Key concepts. Kedari. Kendri, is an adjective that describes something being in the center, or central. Kedar. Kenda is a noun that means center. In this sentence, Kedari and Kedar are used to emphasize the location of activity. English. The central park is a hub of activity. Punjabi. Kedari. Park. Sagarami. The. Kedar. He. The next word is career. English. She has a successful career as a doctor. Punjabi.
Ufda kutar de tor de sapal career rakhadi he.
Breakdown.
of. She slash he, subject pronoun. Doctor. Doctor, noun. They. Of, possessive particle. Door. Form, noun. They. On, postposition, indicates location or function. Supple. Successful, adjective. Career. Career, noun. Rakodi hair. Keep slash possessive, verb in the present tense. Key concepts. The is a very important particle that signifies possession or relation. In this case, it shows that the career is of the doctor. The functions as a postposition, similar to on or in English, indicating a position or role. Here, it shows the role of the doctor. Translation. She has a successful career as a doctor. The next word is anyway. English. Anyway, I have to go now. Punjabi. Vaise, mainu hun jaana payega. Breakdown. Vaise. Colon, this word means, anyway, or, by the way, and is used to transition to a new topic, or to indicate that something is not relevant to the current conversation. It is a very common word in Punjabi. Mainu. Colon, this is the object form of the first person singular pronoun, I. It is followed by a verb in the passive voice. Jaana. Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to go. Here it is used in the future tense. Paega. Colon, this is a modal verb meaning, will have to, or, must. It is used to express necessity, or obligation. Key concepts. Transitional words. Versi. Is a transitional word that is used to change the topic of conversation. Passive voice. The verb, jaana, is used in the passive voice, because the subject, I, is the one being acted upon. Modal verb. The modal verb, paega, is used to express the necessity of going. The next word is speech. English. The speaker's speech was very inspiring. Punjabi. Bolan wale di boli barefoot prerana daiksi. Breakdown. Bolan wale means the speaker. The is the possessive marker, similar to of or s in English. Boli is the noun for speech. Barefoot is the word for very. Prerana daik means inspiring. See is the past tense of to be. Important concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, nouns have genders, and the adjectives and verbs need to agree with that gender. The noun, boli, is feminine, so the adjective, prerana daik, and the verb, si, are also feminine. Remember, bolan wale is a noun phrase for the speaker in this sentence, not just a verb. English. The speaker's speech was very inspiring. Punjabi. Bolan wale di boli barefoot prerana daiksi. The next word is dog. English. The dog is barking. Punjabi. Kutta bhauk reha hai. Breakdown. Kutta. This is the Punjabi word for dog. Bhauk. This is the Punjabi word for bark. Reha. This is the present continuous tense marker. Hair. This is the Punjabi equivalent of is. Key concepts. This sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is formed by using the verb. Reha. after the verb stem. English: the dog is barking. Punjabi: kutta bhauk riha hai. The next word is officer. English: the officer is standing at the door. Punjabi: Hindi: officer darwaze pe khada hai. Breakdown: Hindi a, Hindi prepare ready sa, Hindi r. This is the Punjabi word for officer. This is the subject of the sentence, so it is in the nominative case. Darwaze. This is the Punjabi word for door. It is in the locative case, indicating where the officer is. B. This is a postposition that means on or at. It is used to connect the word door to the rest of the sentence. Khada. This is the Punjabi word for standing. This is the verb and is in the present tense. Hai. This is the Punjabi auxiliary verb meaning is. It is used to complete the present tense of the verb. Key concept: Punjabi has grammatical cases, and the words change form depending on their function in a sentence. This is very different from English, which doesn't have grammatical cases. English: the officer is standing at the door. Punjabi: Hindi a, Hindi prepare ready sara darwaze pe khada hai. The next word is throughout. English: he worked throughout the day. Punjabi: Uh sara din kam karda riha. Breakdown: he slash she slash it, subject pronoun. Sara: whole slash entire, adjective modifying. Din. Day, noun. Kun. Work, noun. Karada: doing slash working, present continuous tense, masculine singular form. Riha: was, past continuous tense, masculine singular form. Key concept: the verb Riha in Punjabi is a past continuous tense marker. It means was or kept, and is often used with the present continuous tense form of the verb Karada. This combination creates the past continuous tense, indicating an action that continued for a period of time in the past. English: he worked throughout the day. Punjabi: sara din kam karda riha. The next word is oil. English: the oil is used for cooking. Punjabi: tel. Khan. Lai. Varadiya. Jada. Hai. Breakdown: tel. Khan. Lai. Varadiya. Jada. Hai. Tel. Oil. Khan. To eat, infinitive form. Lai. For, this word is crucial to understanding the purpose. Varadiya. Used, past participle. Jada. Is, present continuous tense. Hai. It is, present tense. Key concept: the sentence uses the past participle form. Varadiya. To indicate that the oil is used in the present. Jada. Adds the continuous aspect of the action. English: the oil is used for cooking. The next word is most. English: most people like to eat mangoes. Punjabi: Sihariya Dadar. Lokanu. Kaninu Pasant Hai. Breakdown: Sihariadadar. Most, this is an adverb that means most or the majority. It is used to indicate a large quantity or number. Loka. People, this is the plural form of the word. Lok. Person, and is used as the subject of the sentence. Nu. To, this is a postposition that indicates the direction of an action or the recipient of something. Here, it indicates that the people are the recipients of the action of liking mangoes. Mango, this is the object of the sentence. Carne. Eating, this is the infinitive form of the verb. Carna. To eat. Nu. To, this is another postposition, indicating that the mangoes are the object of the liking. Personed. Like, this is the verb of the sentence. Key concepts. Adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. They tell us how, when, where, or to what extent something happens. Postpositions. Postpositions are words that follow a noun or pronoun and indicate their relationship to other words in the sentence. They are similar to prepositions in English, but they come after the noun or pronoun instead of before. Infinitives. Infinitives are the base form of a verb, usually preceded by to. They can function as nouns, adjectives, or adverbs. English. Most people like to eat mangoes. Punjabi. Sihariadadar. Lokanu. Karninu pasandhe. The next word is in English. He is in the house. Punjabi. Ukarvich hai. Breakdown. He/she/it, this is a pronoun that refers to the subject of the sentence. Kar. House, this is a noun that refers to the place where the subject is located. Vich. In, this is a preposition that indicates location. He. Is, this is a verb that indicates the state of being. Key concepts. Gender in Punjabi. Punjabi uses gendered pronouns. Ugh. Is the pronoun for both he and she. Prepositions. Prepositions like vich. In, are crucial for conveying location and direction. Translation. He is in the house. The next word is dress. English. She is wearing a beautiful dress. Punjabi. Uff sofana kurta paya holia hai. Breakdown. Uff. She/he depends on context. Sofana. Sona. Beautiful. Kurta. Kurta. Dress, specifically a long, loose-fitting shirt. Paya. Paya. Worn, past participle of. Pauna. Pauna. To wear. Hoya. Hoya. Is, past participle of. Hona. Hona. To be. Hair. Hi. Is, present tense of. Hona. Hona. To be. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives and verbs agree in gender with the noun they modify. Here. Sofana. Sona. Beautiful, and. Paya. Paya. Worn, are masculine because. Kurta. Kurta. Dress, is masculine. Past participles. Notice how the past participle of the verb. Pauna. Pauna. to where is used to describe a state of being, rather than a completed action. Word order. Punjabi sentence structure is flexible, but typically follows subject-object-verb. English. She is wearing a beautiful dress. Punjabi.
Oh, sohna kurta paya hoya hai.
The next word is profit. English. The shopkeeper made a profit from selling his goods. Punjabi.
Dukanadar ne apna saman vech ke munafa kamaya.
Breakdown.
Dukanadar.
Dukanadar. Shopkeeper.
Ne.
Ne. Has slash have used in past tense after a subject.
Apna.
Apna. His or her slash its slash one's own.
Saman.
Saman. Goods.
Vech.
Vech. To sell, past tense.
Ke.
Ki. By, used to show the way something is done.
Munafa.
Munafa. Profit.
Kamaya.
Kamaya. Earned, past tense. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The subject.
Dukanadar.
Shopkeeper, is singular, so the verb.
Kamaya.
Earned, is also in the singular form. Past tense. The sentence is in the past tense, indicated by the verb.
Kamaya.
Earned, and the auxiliary verb.
Ne.
Has slash have. Postposition. The word.
Ke.
By, is a postposition, which means it comes after the noun it modifies. It is used to show the way in which the action was done. Remember.
Ke.
Ki is a very useful postposition that can be used in many different ways. It often translates to, by, with, or, through. English. The shopkeeper made a profit from selling his goods. Punjabi.
Dukanadar ne apna saman vech ke munafa kamaya.
The next word is guess. English. I guess you are right. Punjabi.
Mainu lagda hai ki tusi sahi ho.
Mainu lagda hai ki tusi sahi ho. Breakdown.
Mainu.
Means, to me, or, I, in the dative case, which is used to indicate the recipient of an action.
Lagda hai.
Means, it seems, or, I think. It is a common phrase that expresses an opinion, or belief.
Kai.
Means, that, or, whether, and introduces a clause.
Tusi.
Means, you, in the polite plural form.
Sahai.
Means, right, or, correct. This sentence structure is very common in Punjabi. It uses the phrase.
Lagda hai.
To express an opinion, or belief. The clause following.
Kai.
Explains the reason for the speaker's belief. The next word is fun. English. It is fun to play cricket.
Punjabi. Cricket khelna mazedar hai.
Breakdown.
Cricket.
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 Khelna.
Kia kriki zero di na.
To play, verb.
Mazedar.
Mazda. Fun, enjoyable.
Hi.
Is. The sentence follows the basic structure of a Punjabi sentence. Subject plus verb plus object. In this case, the subject is implied, it, the verb is. Kedana. And the object is Cricket. Mazedar is an adjective that describes the action of playing cricket. Key concepts. The Punjabi language uses postpositions, like nu, nu, two, four, de, ti, on, at, and, which, in, within, which are placed after the noun they modify. Punjabi sentences often end with a particle like ne, ni, have, has, the, na, of, or, vala, vala, one, who, has, which adds grammatical information. Punjabi is an agglutinative language, meaning words are formed by adding suffixes and prefixes to a root word. Remember, practice makes perfect.